The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, the Diamond of the Day, going to be talking about partnership. Devotional Diamond of the Day partnership. Also, hot topic, Constitution or Bible. Ooh, that's a toughie. We're going to talk about my two-minute take on the Green Deal. All right. And then we're going to close it out with a life-giving word.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. Yes, I know. Poly, many ticks, blood-sucking insects. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations. How much you really want to know about me. Spiritual observations. That tells me a lot about you. And my life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. So any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, a shout out to our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
He sent me off a text earlier today. So for those that don't know, we're putting together kind of a team of sponsors. John's the captain on the team leading the charge. And he sent me off a text today and he wrote, lots of hail, free inspections, 469 blessed. So he wanted me to let people know, look, if you are looking for somebody to check out your roof, we've already talked about this. It's not complex stuff. You want your blessed roof or you want a roof? You want your roof blessed. So you want to talk to John. You want to go to the Blessed Roofing Company, theblessedroofingcompany.com. You want to give him a holler, 469-BLESSED. That's B-L-E-S-S-E-D for those that need a little help. Free inspections, especially with the hail that's been coming around. Give them a holler. They'll check it out. You're not going to have an obligation. You get the opportunity to meet John, share a little bit in fellowship. Plus, you'll get that opportunity to get your roof fixed and blessed. There's nothing wrong and everything good with that. So let's talk about a couple of different things. First and foremost, I have a DDD I want to talk about. It's called partnership. But before I do, let me tell you what happened yesterday. All right, now I'm going to share about myself, and I'm going to share about my own failings. So if you want to use this against me, get in line. Okay? Just line up around the corner. So I have no control issues that Jesus didn't die for because I got some control issues from time to time. I have some struggles there in trying to make sure that I coordinate everything perfectly. Now, again, and I've said this a multitude of times, I know I'm the only Christian who has control issues. I'm the only one that says, I'm going to have to make sure I do everything in case somebody doesn't do their part. So yesterday, before the show, I was in great angst.
What's the matter, Davey?
Well, let me tell you. I was trying to coordinate whether I should get this new URL because we're trying to just establish the branding for the show. Now, let me tell you why that's all that stuff's important, okay? Because I've gone down this road. If I give you 10 different messages on how to get in touch with me or different things that are going on, it gets really confusing. Not just for you, it gets confusing for me to tell you. So I'm trying to kind of get everything lined up. So that it's like it makes sense. So that, you know, if there is anything going on in YouTube or in Facebook or any of the social medias for the website and everything else, if I kind of line it up, it makes sense. It's easy. People don't freak out, right? But to that end, my great strength, if you'll ask Goliath, because he even asked Dave, what's the matter, Davey? My great strength is not social media. But let's talk about that. For those of you that are 35 and younger, social media is probably no problem whatsoever. In our generation, my wife's generation per se, she's younger than I am. You know, not by a ton, but she, remember, she turned 30 and then never got older. It's just 30 again, 30 again, 30 again, 30 again. That's been going on for 20 plus years. But anyway, the idea, not 20 plus years, but you get the idea, is in her mind, it was the penny saver. Right? You'd like, that's how you would get people to know what's going on, is you would use something like a penny saver. In my generation, it was even before the flyers on the doors. It was pretty much you would tell your neighbor, and then you would go to your next neighbor and tell your neighbor and tell your neighbor, and that's how you would do things. It was kind of like a more direct line of marketing. Now it's social media. Everybody gets on the website. The people that run it make oodles and doodles and doodles of dollars, and you and I look at it and go, huh? Which is why we like things like the Jitterbug. See, you can laugh. But don't tell me the Jitterbug's not cool with those really big buttons. Come on, because you look at your phone and you go, what, 7? No, wait, that's a star. No, that's 0. No, okay. And I have reading glasses. That tells you I need a lot of help. So anyway, I'm trying to control all this stuff. And why am I trying to control it? Because control means that I'm in charge. It means that I can coordinate it. It means I know what's going to take place. And if somebody fails to do their part, well, I can do my part plus their part because I can get it taken care of. Have you ever tried to control something? Have you ever tried to run the whole thing? Have you ever said, I'm going to just coordinate? Now, for those that really understand this, that's what we do with our lives. We tell God how it's going to be run.
That's great.
You know, because that lasts right up until you look towards heaven and you know you don't have control. God controls. God is overseeing. God allows this, permits that. God declares this and declares that. In other words, what you and I try and do is we try to assimilate what control might be like in a faux universe, in a fake universe. And so what I did was that exact thing to my own detriment. I went and I got a URL and I got a different Twitter thing and I got this in Facebook and I did all these things. And then we were reviewing that material last night. Guess what? Every single thing I did was useless. This was like, wait. I spent 8 hours the night before and that morning trying to control all this and put this together in just like this totally awesome package for my life. Yeah, oops. Totally useless. To the point that I had to call people back and ask for refunds. That's how bad I did. And then when I went under the more wise advice, I hate to admit this, of my son, oh gosh, I think I just got a rash. Anyway, when I got used the advice of my son, everything I did in about 4.5 minutes. Got everything done that he said that took me 8 hours going the other direction and not getting it coordinated, and I had no angst. Now, why is that an issue and why am I bringing that up? Because you and I do this not just in our lives, but circumstantially. We try to coordinate in relationship, in business, in Maybe it's maybe in your job, maybe in your school, maybe at your shift, maybe at whatever it is that you're doing, whatever that mission is, whatever that capacity, even if you're in ministry. We have a number of pastors that listen to the show all across the nation. Let me just say this right now. You are great at being the chief executive of what God has put under your shepherdship. However, you are not the chief shepherd. There is only one chief shepherd. His name is Jesus. And there is only one that has everything together, that knows the in and the out, the good, the bad, the up and the down, the A to the Z. And that's Jesus. Remember what Jesus said? I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the A to Z. It's me. And so in all these things that you're trying to do, there's this point. And in this next segment, we're going to talk about, partnership with the Lord. But there's this point where you stop and you go, okay, I am not going to try and control everything that is taking place on every little nanobot element that's in my life. Some of these things, Lord, I just can't do it. And I will tell you that it takes more strength as a Christian to acknowledge before the Lord in humility that you need to surrender to it. It takes more wisdom and more strength to do that than to have the pride that says, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to accomplish this. I'm really smart. I know what I'm doing. Not only do the people all next to you, not only do they not like that, God doesn't like that. So I was at a pastor's conference one year, and as you can imagine, in a pastor's conference, everybody wants to talk. 5,000 pastors. If we would have let anybody preach, it never would have ended. It'd still be going on 25 years later. And after everybody was making all this noise, you heard from the very, very back. Couldn't even see the person. All you could do is hear the voice in the auditorium. Yelled it as loud, and you could just hear this faint voice say, relax and enjoy the ride. I don't think there's been a better word for a group of pastors that I have ever heard in my entire life. What do we got, like a minute? 1 minute left. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Good for them, good for you, good for me. Relax and enjoy the ride. This is God's plan of love and grace. Let's let him take care of it, okay? He's better anyway. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
The Christian faith running is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then It was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know? So you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Yeah, I like that. All right, a couple things to let you know if you want to reach the show. Oh, listen to this. Remember, I was just talking in that last segment about how everything is getting coordinated real fast. First and foremost, you want to reach the show, 972-445-0770. You can also call if you're somebody who's watching on the YouTube channel and you want to call and talk and you have a question, a praise report. That's always cool. Why? Because anytime you share a praise report, it's not just a blessing for you to hear it again, but it's a blessing for others to hear it. It's good to know that God is working in the lives of people around you. It encourages you. So you're welcome to call 972-445-0770 and do that. You can also get prayer, or you can share anything you really want, as long as it's not like super duper 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 negative. You know, you don't have to agree with everything on the show. I don't agree with myself 10 years ago, because 10 years ago I would have said, Dave, you're fat. Now, 10 years later, I look back at 10 years ago, Dave, and I go, be quiet, 10 years ago, Dave. See, I don't even agree with myself. Ha! Let you know, there's a couple of different ways to reach out to the show. davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Ha! Unbelievable. David Spoon Media on Facebook. If you go to the website, David Spoon Media or David Spoon, and then YouTube, David Spoon Media. Get the familiarity. David Spoon Media, it is all changed in 1 5-minute span. So that's kind of cool. If you want to get more information, I'm going to head into a quick DDD, and then I want to talk about the YouTube video that I did today that was earlier. It's called the Spoon Experience 2-Minute Christian Perspective. And I did it on the Green Deal. The Green Deal. Okay, I was going to tell a really bad joke, but I was thinking of what Don Jr. said, and I can't tell it. You know, about how do you make a Kleenex dance? All right, anyway, if you don't know that answer, you'll just let you figure that out in a second. I want to talk about that partnership part, because we were discussing we were discussing that element where we try to control things. Okay, so yeah, probably not the best idea. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 says this. Commit your activities to the Lord and your plans will be achieved. Commit your activities to the Lord and your plans will be achieved. Now, some people will say, well, that has to do with church work. Well, actually, no, it doesn't. Proverbs are wisdom sayings that are for life. So actually, church work would be kind of a stretch to put into that. This has to do with everything. That's not the key in this. The key is sometimes pictures speak more clearly than words do. One of my college papers I wrote exactly on this verse because of the picture that is connected to it. The word commit is galal in the Hebrew. Okay, everybody say galal. Don't you? I can't stand it when pastors make you do that, though. Does that drive you crazy? Okay, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Everybody say, oh me.
Oh me.
And then they'll say apostle, and then they'll go epistle, which is not the wife of an apostle. Okay. I know that pastors like to do that because they like to make sure people are listening. But when they say, say this, say this, say this, I'm like, what? I'm like five, right? Repeat this? Stop doing that. Anyway, galal is the word commit in Hebrew. Here is the picture. Ready? I want you to think about this picture because you can get this. You've seen movies where you'll really get a handle on this, or you've gone to the zoo or something. The picture comes from a word that has to do with a camel. And if you know, maybe you don't know, the camels used to take kind of like a train, maybe a train moving stuff from one place to another. So camels used to take loads and bring loads of whatever it is the person wanted. Well, galal is the picture of a camel reaching the end and kneeling down and rolling the load off. Okay, so what a camel doesn't do, so that you can have the right picture, a camel doesn't get up and dance and then unstrap and then shake and then the stuff falls on the ground. That's not what a camel does. A camel doesn't roll on its back and then take its four legs and go in the air like my dog does. A camel doesn't unload that way. A camel lays down on its side and rolls from the bottom of its stomach all the way up through to its neck, and that's how they unload the burden. They transfer the burden from themselves, usually onto some kind of wooden structure or under the sand, whatever the case may be. And the idea of the word commit is to transfer by rolling off. And in this usage, it's being used from one person to another. So a good way for us to grab that would be if you had a backpack and it had, 20 bricks. And you were like going, not running the 50-yard dash in this thing. And then you sit down on the ground and you roll on the ground and you kind of get your body out of it. And then the next person next to you puts it back, puts it on, picks it up, and walks it for you. That's what it means to commit your activities to the Lord. Those bricks are the activities. Now, there's a small problem in some of the prosperity gospel mentality. Because that means, well, whatever your activity is, okay, it doesn't mean if you go and play Donkey Kong and commit that to the Lord that he's going to help you get the extra hammer or help you get the extra man by beating the third elevators. That's not what that is. It's activities that are submitted to the Lord for his approval and with his approval. So if your activity centers around you creating some fantastic universe for yourself, then you're missing the point. It's your commit your activities to the Lord. And the Lord, if he's in it, if he's with you in it, oh, he's with me in everything. He's not with you in sin. So no, he's not with you in everything that way. If you're doing something that's to glorify him, that he's put upon your heart, that's in connection and partnership, if the Lord is in it, those plans will happen. So let me help you and let me help myself. It has to do with this radio show. It has to do with everything we're talking about. Psalm 127, verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. You take on a task, you think, I'm going to do this. Even the council, when they were dealing with Peter and John, even the council, Gamaliel, was smart enough to go, if this is God, you're not going to stop this. And if it's not God, it doesn't matter. Get that? That has to do with our partnership. So whatever you're doing, we go back to that saying. It's such a silly saying, but it's so helpful. It's so helpful for us to grasp. Do your best, pray that it's blessed, and let Jesus take care of the rest. Now, it's fair to say, pray that it's blessed, then do your best, and let Jesus take care of the rest. You can say, I don't care. That's how the sticker came. That's how I remember it. What do you want? It's 40 years ago. But the idea is that whatever you're going to set your hands to, whatever you're going to do, do it in partnership. Do it in partnership with the Lord. Do it so that you're working together. You know, there is no better partner in a task than God. Just think about that. Let's see. He spoke and there was the universe. Okay, now let's deal with what you're dealing with. You see how that works? It's like if God is with you, see, God and whatever is a majority. Well, everybody else says, well, that's good. Everybody else would not have approved of Jesus's plan for ministry. Got it? You got to make sure that it's in the Lord, of the Lord, and you're doing it with the Lord. And you have to be willing to say, I tried, wasn't the best idea, didn't work. Hey, you know what? The universe doesn't cease to exist if you try something and it doesn't work. All right? And I'm just going to take this 1 minute here to say this because I just got to get it out of my system, and you'll hear me say this from time to time. And I actually wrote a paper on this not that long ago. The definition of insanity, according to Einstein, is to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. First of all, one, Einstein never said that. Number two, the saying comes from 1981, the group that helped people get off of drugs, Narcotics Anonymous. Number three, the saying is doing bad things over and over again and expecting a different result is really like insanity. And number four, if the other thing was true, you would never exercise, you would never diet, you would never do anything. Because how many diets have you tried in your life? It's like, I tried that diet, it didn't work. Do it again. That's insanity. What? Sit down. That's not insanity. It's not the DSR number three definition of insanity. If, though, you are doing something bad over and over and over again, you're expecting it to become good. Yeah, that's not happening. Okay? You understand? All right. Partnership with God. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who take it on. They labor in vain who try to build it. Commit your activities to the Lord, and your plans will be achieved. Do it in partnership with God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station, right here in Texas. We'll be right back.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one
element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
There's no need to fear.
Murder Bear is here.
Josh and Ash are feeling bum, plus all their friends are being dumb. That's when they need some joy and fun, which they can get from their amazing son, Carter Bear. Carter Bear, Carter Bear, Carter Bear. When things seem to be going wacky, he's the spoon that makes them happy. Carter Bear, Carter Bear, Carter Bear.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I like that. You're in Texas. I'm really kind of getting into that. Okay, let's see. Connectors. 972-445-0770. I want to make sure everyone understands Leonard as well. I did not forget trivia. Okay, we are working with the idea of some sponsors, sponsoring trivia, and we are looking at some gift cards for trivia, but we can't do it all at once. Guess what? I don't have the money. That's I don't know how to say that any clearer. If you want to reach us by email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. You can go to the website David Spoon, plus we also have David Spoon Media. There are two different sites. We're putting them together. Josh doing a great job on that. And then YouTube, David Spoon Media. Getting the theme there? Okay, just making sure. All right, let's get into the controversial part of the show, because what's a Christian talk radio show without a little bit of controversy? Or at least a little bit of thought-provoking in the process? All right, so I want to ask this question real quickly. Constitution or Bible? Now, I know where I am. I'm not in California. If I was and I said Constitution or Bible, somebody would say whatever legislative branch could come up with the dumbest thing possible, that's what we're going to do. Because that is really what took place. And for those that don't think that kind of stuff really happens, I lived there when they put the ban on water and then it rained for 3 days and the state continued to water all of the parts of the greenery or the shrubbery that was all over while it was raining. You'd think somebody would learn how to do this. Click off. I don't know. It's a button. Oh, yeah, it's a button. So anyway, the idea there is to understand how blessed we are that we do have our Constitution, that we do have, for example, our preamble to the Declaration of Independence, and I'm going to talk to you about that in a second. But you also have to understand what prevails for a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. So I'm going to cover kind of three things on this, or try my best. First and foremost, I'd like to just set the record straight. Here is the preamble to the United States Declaration of Independence, 1776. I'm only going to read the first paragraph because you don't have to read very much more to understand what's going on. And this is what it says. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So what has happened is people that can't stand the Declaration of Independence, that can't stand our constitutional positions, that don't want to pay attention to the preamble, are the very same ones that are going, you see, we have the pursuit of happiness, which is why we should have health care for everybody, which totally makes sense. Well, it totally makes sense if you don't know how to read. See Dick run, see Jane run, see Dick fall, see Jane kick Dick in head. Okay, here's what I'm trying to tell you. It says, among these rights are, tell me if you catch this, ready? Life, liberty, ready, and the pursuit of happiness, not the provision of happiness. You understand that difference? Okay, so if it's a life, liberty, and the provision of happiness, it could be argued. This is what makes me happy, blah, 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 I want this. If you remember, like, Sandra Flake, that flaky lady? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, the pursuit of happiness is what's promised us, not the provision, which means the government is not required to make you happy. That would be providing happiness. They can't do that. They can enable you to make the pursuit of happiness in life and in liberty, and your efforts to pursue happiness, that the government can do if they stand true. But again, and I'm making this emphasis because you have to catch this, people will quote, oh, but it's our right to this, and it's our right to do this. You have the right to pursue happiness, not for the government to provide any sense of happiness. The government is not responsible for making you smile. If the government was responsible for making you smile, every person you know in the entire country would be on Prozac. That's how they'd solve it. Okay, everybody take your daily ration of United States pills. Because that's the only way to do that. You have to make happiness the pursuit on your own. And I do a whole thing on the pursuit of happiness, which really ties into being connected to the Lord. But the idea is to understand what the government can do or can't do or does do or doesn't do. Now, with that said, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble right here. I take exception to part of the preamble. Well, you can't do that, Dave. You're in Texas. Right. People know how to think in Texas. They know how to read in Texas. It says all men are created equal. I wish they would have gone a little further in that definition in this context. Is everybody created equal? That's what they said. Well, does everybody weigh the same when they're born? No. Does everybody have the same social status when they're born? No, I'm not a Kennedy. I'm not a Rockefeller. I don't have a silver spoon. Listen, my last name is Spoon. A silver spoon. I don't have a, 96-carat spoon in my mouth. Come on.
Yours is plastic. Yours is a spork.
And used. Which is like, so this idea that everybody is created equal, who came up with that? Did you just see what happened in this big scandal with the schools, right? This big school scandal thing where they paid, what the guy paid, $70 million, but my daughter earned her way in. Sure they did.
Right.
Certainly. It's like, oh my goodness. But so does everybody have the same opportunity? No. No, everybody does not have the same opportunity. It doesn't matter what you say to everybody has the exact same opportunity. No, it doesn't. And I'll go you one further. If you're not a Kennedy, you're not on the same playing field as many in the Kennedy clan. That's not equality. And here, I got one for you. This will really bother you a lot. That's okay. I love you. And you have to love me. And forgive me if I've hurt your feelings. And if you don't forgive me, God's going to be mad at you. So, haha. All right. So, here's how it goes. Jacob have I loved, but Esau I hated. Oh, wait a minute. That doesn't seem equal to me. Jacob, Esau, not the same. Romans chapter 9. And as you read Jacob and Esau, God's like, yep, Jacob's the one. Jacob's the guy I picked. I'm picking Jacob. And, oh, look, Israel, chosen amongst all the nations. And, oh, look, you, ecclesia, called out of the world, not the same as everybody else. Many are called and few are chosen. It's even a tighter pick than that. Here's the bottom line. We're not all created equal in the context that it was written. You're thinking, well, that doesn't seem fair. God has a direct response for people that say it's not fair. Get ready. I want you to make sure you hear it. It's biblical. It's in Romans chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Here's God's response. Tough. God doesn't get, it's like, what do you, listen, God, I don't think it's fair. Okay, I'll tell you what. When you die and face him, argue with him. Let me know how it goes. You're not entitled to the breath you take, let alone to anything you get in this life. In fact, the fact that you have life is the gift. You already got it. You got 1 second of consciousness. That's a gift. You can just thank God for it and be quiet about the rest of it. And the idea that everybody's the exact same, I wouldn't marry me no matter how much I paid me. Talking about. Now, does that mean that that's a bad instrument? No! Best in the world that any human government has ever come up with. However, therein lies what I talked about on the 2-minute Christian perspective and on the Green Deal. What do we got? Like 3-4 minutes? Okay, 5 minutes? Five? I'm good. Okay. All right. Green Deal. Alexandria Cortez. They call her AOC, which stands for absent on credibility. Here's the bottom line. Capitalism, socialism, communism. These are the three major players in the isms when it comes to man-made government. Do you know the Bible makes reference to all of them, supporting none of them in a certain capacity, but makes reference to all of them? Here's what we know about capitalism. That's you making as much money as you can and getting as much back as you can before you have to give it up. Here's what we know about socialism. No matter how much you make, if this guy's not making enough, we're taking it from you. Here's communism. No matter how much you make, you're going to give it to us or we'll chop your head off. this isn't hard. And so what is Mitch McConnell doing? He's making everybody make a decision on the new Green Deal. This is what I said in the 2-minute dealios that you should listen to on YouTube. It doesn't matter if it's capitalism, socialism, or communism. Each of those three are run by sinful people. Who cares? First, so absurd. People run all of these. Oh, but capitalism is this. Wait, sinful people running it. Well, socialism is this. Sinful people running it. Communism is this. Sinful people running it. I want my financial life and my abilities and things to be in connection with God, in harmony with God, not with what some dummy says. And by the way, I want to say this real carefully, and I didn't call anybody a dummy, I'm saying in general dummy. I just want to say this real carefully, okay? I certainly don't need somebody who has never had a true heartbreak or a real job telling me how my money should be spent on the planet. Come on. I'll tell you what, why don't you spend a few years living and then we'll sit down and talk about it. Anyway, it should be connected to God, not people. Hello? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We'll be right back.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored. Impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here. Thank you. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Thank you. It's like an English person who just squeezed their head through a hole. Thank you. It's like, wow. Use a little work there. And don't be thinking I'm making fun of people from England. Okay? My mother-in-law is from England. So, ha! Nice try. Oh, it's not like we don't make fun of her. That's not what I'm saying. Oh, I'm kidding. I did want to actually answer the question. I thought it might be a good idea to actually answer the question. What is, you know, in regards to priority, Bible or Constitution? Is Bible, Bible, Bible. I should have said that in the very beginning. So I'm sorry I didn't say that more clearly or with more clarity. The Bible, the 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New, 40, most likely 40 authors, but it could be 39-ish, which is a little debatable there on Hebrews. And then also understanding that they are spanning not just different professions, but different times, and all pointing to Jesus Christ, if you know how to read and listen. And so those books constitute, now it's not like you worship the Bible, it's not an altar that you build to the Bible, but the Bible speaks the voice of God because the voice of God is what was breathed into Adam, his breath, I should say, and his breath, 2 Timothy 3:16, is what went into the Word of God. So when you read the Word of God, his breath comes on you and it gives you refreshing. What does the devil do? Makes the Bible the hardest book to read. Have you ever noticed that? It's so hard to read. If you're a King James fanatic, that's fine. Just stop bothering other people that don't like King James, okay? Thus saith the Lordeth, okay? It's like, come on. I don't have to thus say anything is what I'm trying to say. And if you're a person that's having a really hard time, try a different Bible translation. I think that's probably the best thing in the world to do. I personally am one of those people. I've read 35 different translations, cover to cover. And 100 times more on NIV, NASB, ESV. Why? Because I find this book to be absolutely fascinating. I take more to heart maybe than some people that, you know, somebody came down and said, look, read this book, you'll get it, and then took off. And then left the Holy Spirit to say, hey, read the book. Hey, read the book. Hey, read the book. Like, okay. And then that helps me. It helps me hear the voice of God in the Word. And then when the Lord speaks to me personally, guess what? It's not such a strange thing because I know what he sounds like because I'm reading his Word. You see how that works? So if you spend enough time there, and then the Lord speaks, then you'll know more when it's you. Oh, these must be the lotto numbers because I got them right after I hit my head and ate that spicy tomato.
Like, come on. Help me out, will you? All right. Bible is the most established. And by the way, before America was around for 1776 years, God wasn't going, oh, no, there's no action in Christianity. I don't know what to do. Contrary to some popular religions that exist that require underwear everywhere. I'm just trying to tell you, that's not God's not up there going, oh, no, it didn't work. Jesus said, I build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Some people say, well, that's offensive and defensive. Jesus made it pretty clear. The gates of hell will not prevail. If there was no true church between the death of the last apostle and somebody being born in the 1700s, then the church would have lost in that prevailing war, and Jesus would be a liar. So pick. Either Jesus was right, or, okay. That's all you got to do. I made that easy. I have a life-giving word. I was going to do the Romans Road. For those that are on YouTube, here's this. It's an enhanced Romans Road. I think I'm going to do that tomorrow. Romans Road is really cool. It's how you can lead somebody to Christ. It's a really important understanding of how to walk somebody through different scriptures in Romans called the Romans Road. And you just go through these four scriptures and it shows you, you know, the different portions from repentance and salvation. It's really cool. And I'm going to cover that. I think tomorrow would be a better time to do that. If you want to make any comments, go to Facebook. If you want to do it through the YouTube, or if you want to do it through, I don't know, Twitter. It doesn't matter. One way or another, we'll be there to do our best to answer. This is called a life-giving word. And I have, I think I have like 6 minutes or 7 minutes, and I'm going to, is that about right? I got 9 minutes. Oh, I got time. All right. This is a life-giving word coming out of 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 20 through 22, and then verse 24. And the only reason you'll see me read 20, 21, 22, and then 24 is just because of the flow of what I'm trying to communicate. You can always go back and read verse 23. I'm not trying to skip anything. It says this, "Do not be afraid," Samuel replied. "You have done all of this evil." I guess he's referring to King David. "Yet do not turn away from the Lord. Do not give up, but serve the Lord with all your heart." Listen to that passage. "Do not be afraid," Samuel replied. "You've done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn away after useless idols. They can do you no good, nor can they rescue you because they are useless. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people because the Lord was pleased to make you his own. Consider the great things he has done for you." Actually, this wasn't to King David. It was before King David. But here's what I want you to hear. "You've done all this evil," Samuel said. Remember, Samuel was not just a judge. He was also a prophet. "You've done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord." Some people will do enough wrong where they go, I blew it. I'm out. I'm checking out. I'm checking out because I did so much bad, I can't recover. If you're an honest Christian, you've probably experienced that 1,000 or 2,000 times. "Don't be afraid," Samuel replied. "You've done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart." In fact, it's almost the most ironic element is in regards to Adam and Eve, when they knew that they sinned, what did they do? They went and hid. Right? They're like, duck, here he comes. Right? The first game of hide and seek, worst game ever for them because it was God. Just like, wow. Right? Now, God establishes for the nation of Israel, watch this. God establishes one day a year, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, right? To deal with sin. The only one day a year that the high priest goes into the very presence of God. So in God establishing the nation and the laws, the one time that the nation deals collectively with sin, the priest, high priest goes into the presence of God.
When we sin, we do the Adam thing and run from the presence of God. God established his law and said, run to me, not away from me. When you do wrong, don't run away. Run to me. Verse 21, do not turn after useless idols. They can do you no good, nor can they rescue you because they're useless. That's what the scripture says. Well, it's useless. So stop that because it's useless. Verse 22, for the sake of his great name, the Lord won't reject his people because the Lord was pleased to make you his own. God didn't choose you and go, boy, I hope this turns out good. What? Boy, I picked them. I'm really rolling the dice on this one. 27, red. Come on. He chose you. He knows you. And how Samuel wraps it, how he concludes it, a great lesson for all pastors when they're preaching. He concludes it by saying, consider what great things he's done for you. In other words, if you want a testimony that the Lord hasn't turned away from you and that you shouldn't turn away from him, if you want a testimony that you should serve him with all your heart, if you want a testimony that idols are useless, if you want a testimony that the name of the Lord is so great he won't reject his people and he was pleased to make you his own, then just simply consider all these fantastic things he's done for you in your life. It's all you got to do is go, wow. Yes, I'm talking about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ being a sacrifice for you. But I'm also talking about his full witness before and after. That's powerful stuff. That's life-giving. Consider what great things he's done for you. Sit down and think about what he's done and then say, yeah, wait a second. Lord, I'm turning towards you, not away from you. I move my face towards you. He's pleased to make you his. He loves you. He might not love you, but he loves you. Good enough. Who am I to argue with God? See, a little Yiddish inclination right there. Intonation, sorry. Consider what great things he's done for you. Think of it that way. What do we got, like 30 seconds? 1 minute. 1 minute, I challenge you. When you know you've done something wrong, turn towards the Lord and not away from him. And when you turn towards him, remember how much grace and mercy he's poured out on your life. Okay? All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll be back. God bless.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.